Welcome to the WDCB studios, Steve Justman.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Steve.
Good. Yeah. It's good to be here.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Are you surprised I remembered your candy?
It's my favorite, the Milky Ways.
Yeah, we've got a whole bag here of the mini Milky Ways.
Yeah, I shouldn't be eating too many of those. I won't confess that I am.
Well, that's okay. Every now and then. And I'm so glad you could be here today to entertain for us. Steve is a Wilmette resident.
That's right. Right.
And if you go to stevejustman.com, you can read all about how he started playing guitar when 12 years old.
12 years old. Right.
And what was your inspiration?
The folk music of the day, the popular folk music of the day, and it was popular. We had Pete Seeger, we had the Weavers, we had the Kingston Trio, we had Peter, Paul, and Mary. We had all that whole folk scare, folk revival stuff. And I'm still singing a lot of it because people still want to hear it.
You know, and you're not really in the singer-songwriter category as much as singer-guitarist.
Performer.
Traditionalist performer.
Yeah.
Keeping it all alive.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a mission I've got.
We need more of you.
There isn't too many people around anymore who sing a lot of the older folk music stuff, and I find that there's a lot of people in a certain age group that know it and miss it and love to hear it.
Absolutely. Why don't you start off with one for us?
Well, actually, this one... I'm going to do, all right, let's do this one. This song was written by a singer-songwriter named John Stewart, who passed away at the beginning of the year. He was a soloist in his own right, but in the his very beginnings, he was actually a member of the Kingston Trio. And this is really deep out of their catalog, very early song, called Those Who Are Wise. I used to sit in the shade of that old cedar tree, and I dreamed of the days, what they're holding for me. And all those should know who gaze at the skies, it is you who are wise. Only those who are wise. And the years went their way, as the good years will go. But my dreams linger on in the hills of my home. And all those should know who gaze at the skies, it is those who are wise. Only those who are wise. And the years went their way, as the good years will go. But my dreams linger on in the hills of my home. And young men should know who gaze at the sky. It is you who are wise, only you who are wise.
I used to sit in the shade of that old cedar tree.
Let your beautiful Martin ring out. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. I know your your website is stevejustman.com, but your email is trainsinmusic.
trainsinmusic@comcast.net.
What's that all about? I know, but tell everyone else.
I have another passion besides music. When I was a kid, one of the coolest toys, the ultimate cool toy for boys, was these old electric trains. And I had one. A lot of kids my age had one. And a little over 20 years ago, I started collecting those old electric trains. And I got a whole basement full of them. There's like 500 of them all together. All one scale. O scale. Okay. And got a whole layout and
they're
everything.
They're probably quicker than the Metra on Amtrak.
They probably are.
More reliable, too.
Trains and music. That's
great.
That's what I like.
Were you going to play a train song for us, or can I be so bold?
Yeah.
Or if you have something else.
No, I have a train song.
We're saving
song.
Long Black Veil for
end,
the finale
do that.
Of the Steve Justman appearance.
Actually, I could do a train song. There's a train song I know that a lot of people like. It was co-written by that Nashville superstar Vince Gill with Guy Clark, the Texas poet, as I call him. Song is about a little girl and her love of trains. Jenny was a little girl, only dreamed of trains. Never played with dolls, lesser kinds of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. She lived in a different time, you could see it in her eyes. Each day after school she'd head on down the track, waiting for the train that's never coming back. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Depot's been boarded up, rails have turned to rust. Hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard a train. Jenny's just a little girl acting kind of strange. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day. In God we trust. Then she walked away. Very next morning, all she could find was a little piece of copper, squashed flatter than a dime. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed
Jenny dreamed of trains.
Little train music.
Elizabeth Cotton there at the end. It was very nice.
Throw that in.
Really,
thank you.
Really enjoyed that.
Thank
and,
you.
And you play out quite a bit.
Yeah, I do. I have found a nice little group of places to play. Grounds for Appeal. Wendy runs a kind of an old-fashioned 1960s coffee house there, and I'm going to be there November 8th,
I think, on a Saturday.
It is, and then the Indian Prairie Public Library in Darien, November 9th. And then November 16th, they're going to be at the Roselle Public Library. Oh, the Friday night before, there's a nice wine bar I play at called Vine Tastings. I'm sorry, Daryl. Sorry, Daryl. Vine Tastings in Roselle also. So I'm going to be there Friday night. That would be the 14th. So, yeah, a lot of people do like to hear the old folk music, and that's my niche.
Probably very family-friendly.
Yeah,
most of the places you play, other than the Vine place, of course, you can bring the kids.
Sure. There's clubs, there's coffee houses, there's public libraries, which are
great. If you just tuned in, I am here with Steve Justman, a singer and guitarist from Wilmette, and he's got a number of performances coming up. You can go to stevejustman.com for more information. And Steve, are you ready to play the Halloween finale?
Yeah, here's your big
finale.
Halloween song. Pardon me. I usually introduce the song as my favorite song about murder. It sounds like it's a really, really old folk song, but it was actually recorded as a country song in 1959 by Lefty Frizzell. And many other people have followed afterwards. Great little story.
Ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed in the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, you won't have to die." Well, I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black she visits my grave where the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high, and eternity near. She stood in the crowd, shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan, in a long black veil, she cries on my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave where the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows. but me.
Steve, that was great. Thank you so much, Lily.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take more Milky Ways. I brought them for you.
A couple for the ride home.
Okay, or I'm going to be on a major diet.
I'm going to leave some for you, that's for sure.
Hey, Lily Kuzma here for Folk Festival. We're kind of wrapping up the show. Steve Justman will be at Grounds for Appeal in Berwyn on Saturday, November 8th. And on November 9th, I believe, he is at the Indian Prairie Library. Visit stevejustman.com for his gig dates. Hope you enjoyed the Halloween edition of the Folk Festival Show. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you didn't get too scared. Thanks again to Steve Justman for being here. Be sure to stay tuned for River City Folk is up next. Good night.